Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. I hope everybody is having a good day. And we have a special guest on studio for the SEK Spotlight. We have Mr. Jim Lindsay on the line. Mr. Lindsay, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning. I appreciate it. I know you're out there on the West Coast as of right now, so I know it's really early for you out there. So we appreciate you getting up to early this morning and speaking with us.
It's my honor.
Well, sir, what we're going to do today is just talk a little bit about your mother, who was Verna Hall Lindsay, and she's very well known around here, obviously, as she is a Coffeyville native. And we'll just do a little quick history of her real quick. She was a cousin of the well-known country music vocalist June Carter Cash. And her uncle, Dr. William C. Hall, was an iconic figure in town. And his impressive resume included operating on Emma Dalton, wounded in the historic gun battle, of course, with the Dalton gang when they tried to rob the banks here in town. But young Verna Hall had bigger aspirations. She felt that a destiny awaited her across other horizons. And she left Coffeyville at the age of 16, and she definitely made an impact on the world. And if you'd like, sir, if you'd like to talk about her just a little bit more, we'd greatly appreciate that.
Well, she was featured in the movie Iniquity as a guest appearance. She was a well-known evangelist and author and recording artist already, but they put her in the movie as the lead jurist. And she's also in the movie Tethered, which has not actually been released yet. And she passed away 4 years ago, but she held crowds up to 80,000 people around the world in her evangelistic crusades, and was a great songwriter of the hymn, O Blessed Jesus, and other hymns. Just the Best Nonfiction of the Year award for her book on the Holy Spirit. She was an Assemblies of God minister. Her step-grandfather was one of the pioneering pastors of the Coffeyville First Assembly of God back in 1928. And her cousin, Carlton Hall, owned the Hall Guernsey Dairy, which provided milk for the whole city. But she went on around the world and just really made a big, huge name for herself. And I'm really honored to be her son. And so I went into the recording business as well. I was also in the movie, Iniquity, and I held a lot of crusades myself at Ukraine, Pakistan, and Far East, and across America. I was her road manager for a while after my father passed away. But cousin of June Carter Cash, she was really quite a lady. And I've got all kinds of photos of her recording and acting and in her ministry. I have a photo of her in front of the Dalton Museum. She came back to Coffeyville routinely to visit her relatives. And Hall Street was named after her family, and her father and her uncle, William Hall, they named Buckeye after the great Buckeye State of Ohio, because they were from Ohio. But just a very prominent family back in the early 1900s. And the bank building on Buckeye and West 8, that's where her grandmother lived. And she was born next door on 1407 West 8. And they owned the whole block, but they owned a lot of other land here, too. But she was just really a phenomenal mother of 10. She had 10 children.
Wow.
And she was really the epitome of a super mom. But I've got photos where she actually looked very similar to June Carter. Very, very strong similarity. That she loved the limelight. She loved the attention. She was a natural out in public. Walked the red carpet for the movie Iniquity. And but I'm really excited that they're coming out with movie Tethered. Probably in the next year or so, and they're working on getting it shown on television. And I don't know what television station or network the producer is working with, Joshua Coates. and Janice Hollis, the executive producer. But I was really honored to meet a lot of my mother's acquaintances in the business. And so I'm getting ingrained into the city of Cottesville. I write for the Cottesville Journal. Actually, articles already written, co-written by my mother and me. So every Saturday and sometimes Wednesday, you'll see the Faith and Values section by Verna Lindsay and myself. And I am moving back to Cottesville. I've been planning on it for quite a while. Things haven't worked out as soon as I wanted it to, but I'm investing in Cottesville. I want to see Cottesville enhance economically. I want to do everything I can. I bought the former Dalton Museum building, and I plan to rent that out or start a gift and music shop in it. But I want to do what I can to help Cottesville. And I'm really excited to be on the program with you and to talk about Verna Hall Lindsay and who she was and the impact that she made. She was the keynote speaker for the Pastors Conference in Singapore back in 2014, where pastors from all over the nation came to hear her. At 94 years of age, she spoke 10 times on her feet in 4 days.
Wow.
Very strong. She was a very strong lady, and she would go and go and go. And so I worked with my mother in the ministry and the singing. We sang together, recorded together, and it's one of the songs that I participated in with her was The Rose by Bette Midler on her CD. I harmonized with her in part of it, but I also sang a song to Mama with her backup vocalists, a trio called Sisters. They're on the biggest Christian record label in the country. And the quartet, they're not on that song, but they're on most of the other songs. They were nominated for a Grammy Award. And here, these are who sang with my mom.
And speaking of a song to Mama, sir, if you would, we would like to go ahead and play that song for our audience this morning.
Co-written by June Carter Cash, my mother's cousin.
All right, here's a song to Mama right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Mama, you mean a lot to me.
Jim Lindsay with A Song to Mama right here on the Mighty 690K GGF. And we're going to bring Jim back in. And Jim, absolutely beautiful song there. And it gave me chills. And I can definitely tell you guys threw your heart into that song. It was absolutely beautiful, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It was fun recording that.
And when was that song recorded? You're talking about also you're wanting to move back into to Coffeyville. What is maybe the timeline on you moving back into Coffeyville? Because I know you said you bought the old Dalton Museum, and we just kind of want to know maybe what your timeline is to move back to Coffeyville, and maybe sometime we could have you in studio so we can have a great face-to-face.
Would love it. I recorded a song to Mama in 2010, or actually 2009. And my mother recorded the rest of the CD in 2007. There was a little time lag because I was on active duty and I had to coordinate the production of it with her producers out in Nashville. But I would like to move back to Coffeyville. I'd like to move back this year, but it all depends on when I could sell my home here in California. I've got some loose ends to tie up business-wise, so it's uncertain right now.
Well, sir, whenever you do get into town, we would love to have you in studio and have a good face-to-face, and you are always welcome to call into the station, and we'll have you on any time that you would want to. We would love to talk to you again, sir. Just a little short on time right now, though, but we would love to talk to you again very soon. And anytime you'd like to talk, talk especially about your mother, and is there anything else you kind of wanted to tie up talking about your mother before we have to head on off?
Yes, we're going to have a commemoration banquet in her honor. The annual commemoration banquet at the country club is postponed because of the coronavirus. But I'm going to reschedule that hopefully later this year or summer sometime. But the next time I come on, perhaps you could play one of my mother's songs.
Absolutely. We will definitely do that, sir. We would love to hear her. And again, we appreciate everything that that you've been doing. I know you've been just, you've worked hard at very, very hard, and we appreciate what you've been doing, and we look forward to seeing you in Coffeyville, sir. And again, when you do get into town, come by the station. We would love to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. You have a great day.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lindsay, and we will talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, that is Jim Lindsay, and we played one of his songs, A Song for Mama, and next time that he is in studio, we will play one of his mother's songs. That's something we are definitely looking forward to. We appreciate talking to Mr. Lindsay this morning. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Fox News at the top of the hour. Then we'll have your local news. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Tuesday morning.
Wondering what to do if guests show up. Dispense with the family.